I'm looking forward to talking to this next guest. The mayor and the police chief had it, so they closed the lakefront down after 56 warnings on the lakefront on Wednesday. Joining us is the Chicago Police Superintendent, Charlie Beck. You've had a tough few days. Thank you for joining us. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm good, and I hope everybody that's listening is well, too. You know, it's a tough time. Watch our health.
How can we get the point across? I mean, you saw the lakefront. The pictures were there during the press conferences. How can you get the point across? You need to stay away from each other.
Well, I think we just have to keep talking about it, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and talk about it. I mean, this is the number one way that that the people of Chicago can keep themselves safe right now, is to keep some good social distancing, you know, to wash their hands, you know, to be smart right now. This is a time of crisis, and the only way we're going to get through it is to be socially adept at what we're doing, and that's why people need to pay attention to social distancing and pay attention to what the public health professionals say. You know, this is not, although the mayor is very adamant about it, and so am I mean, it's not only us, it's public health professionals, and those are the ones we have to listen to.
Can a person get a citation for walking around?
Sure, if they're in a closed area, or if they're not social distancing, they're not following the public health orders that have been put forward by the governor, by the mayor, and by the Chicago Department of Public Health. Yes, they can.
Chicago Police Superintendent Charlie Beck on the phone with us right now. Charlie, the essential businesses are open. We have grocery stores. There's some retail stores, hardware stores, banks. What happens if there's a business, say a hair salon or a gym, that opens? What's the fine for that?
Well, we'll warn them, and you know they could be subject to a fine or a loss of their business license. You know, it's the police department isn't handling those closures. You know, it's another arm of city government, but we are making note of them and advising people to abide by it. I really haven't had that many issues with businesses failing to close. You know, we have had some, but not to the extent that I had anticipated. Our biggest problem has been with folks, and I understand, you know, I like to walk, I like to run, I like to bike, I like all those things, is people trying to, you know, abide through their normal life, and this is just not the time that we can do that. We just cannot. So that's been our biggest problem.
Has the crime rate gone down during the pandemic?
Yes, it has. We've been experiencing a steady decline over the time of the illness, you know, and in our calls for service. You know, our radio calls, our 911 calls have also declined. But our scope of work has greatly increased. I mean, the closing of the lakefront, the security that's needed at several of the quarantine sites, you know, the additional work that we have to do at the hospital. So we're really busy, and of course we're experiencing, just like every other business that's open, an increased rate of sickness among our employees. So it's a tough time. I mean, I'm very grateful that the workload is reduced, because we'd be hard pressed to keep up with our normal workload, which is pretty significant in Chicago.
We've been talking about the first responders, the police officers, the paramedics, the people, the hospital workers. I mean, they're doing God's work, and they're on the front lines here. Do you check in with your people on a regular basis? What's going on? Is anybody have the disease?
Well, we have a number of folks that unfortunately have tested positive. I think at last count, 23. Every one of them, I call on the phone, check in with them, check how their families are doing, you know, make sure that they're getting everything they need from us and from the city. And, you know, I'm sure the fire chief is doing the same. You know, I cannot emphasize, you know, how much at risk they put themselves over and above, you know, the rest of us private citizens, because, you know, we can shelter in place. They can't. They have to go to work. And,
right.
And so it's so important when you see a cop or you see a firefighter or you know, you see a public health professional that you acknowledge the fact that they are the front lines.
Chicago Police Superintendent Charlie Beck. Charlie, you're the best. Thank you so much for coming on today and talking to everyone on WGN Radio. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely my pleasure, and everybody stay well.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. That is Charlie Beck, everybody.